This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States is trying to build a case that Iran was behind this weekend's attack on key Saudi oil facilities. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Tehran denies it, but American officials have released satellite photos suggesting the attack came from either Iran or Iraq. A Saudi military spokesman later said Iranian weapons were used. The incident has sent energy prices spiraling and raised new war fears. President Trump says if a response is needed, the U.S. is locked and loaded. Vice President Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short, is downplaying talk of imminent military action, though, saying locked and loaded is a broad term.
It's a reflection that this administration has advanced policies that make sure America is safer from these sorts of oil shocks.
The attack stopped production of more than half Saudi Arabia's daily global oil exports. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
North Korea says diplomatic talks with the United States could resume in a few weeks. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more on that story.
The North says the fresh talks could happen, but it will not consider abandoning its nuclear weapons unless external threats are fully removed. The North adds any upcoming working-level meetings will be decisive in determining the fate of the country's diplomacy with Washington. Negotiations have stalled since a February summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump in Vietnam collapsed over disagreements over sanctions relief in exchange for disarmament measures. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hundreds of medical staff at one of Hong Kong's main public hospitals rallied on Monday to support months of protests for democratic reforms. This comes after new violence over the weekend rocked the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Staff at the Prince of Wales Hospital formed a human chain, urging the government to resolve the conflict. This is VOA News. Purdue Pharma, the maker of prescription painkiller OxyContin, has filed for bankruptcy protection in a U.S. court. The company is facing numerous lawsuits alleging it aggressively marketed dangerous, addictive painkillers that helped fuel the opioid crisis in the United States. AP's Jeff Mulvihill, who covers opioid litigation, reports Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy filing is not the end of its legal troubles.
The company makes OxyContin. It's being sued by thousands of state, local, and tribal governments across the country. It announced a deal last week with about half the states plus the local governments to settle those lawsuits. But now what happens is up to a bankruptcy judge.
The value of the settlement could reach $12 billion. Talk between the General Motors and the United Auto Workers continue today following the start of a nationwide strike by workers. AP's Matt Small has the latest.
Let's move!
More than 49,000 UAW members walked out on GM early this morning after the union said months of negotiations over wages, plant closures, and other issues with the automaker hadn't budged enough. James Cotton in Detroit is one of the striking employees, and he says he'll stick it out for as long as it takes to get a fair contract.
We're willing to do what we have to do. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. I can't deny that. But we have to keep fighting.
Workers have shut down 33 manufacturing plants across 9 states and 22 parts distribution warehouses. It's the first national strike by the union since a 2-day walkout back in 2007. I'm Matt Small.
The union wants better wages and health care, as well as job security and profit sharing. Britain's Boris Johnson says a Brexit deal is beginning to emerge, but the EU disagrees. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson received a frosty reception in Luxembourg on Monday as he arrived for talks with his counterpart Xavier Bettel. Protesters gathered outside the Luxembourg Prime Minister's office, holding anti-Brexit signs and chanting anti-Brexit slogans. Such was the noise that Johnson then cancelled a joint press conference, leaving Bettel to speak to reporters beside an empty podium. The future of the land border between EU member Ireland and the British province of Northern Ireland is the central issue of disagreement, both between Johnson and the EU and between Johnson and British lawmakers. Britain is due to leave the EU in less than 7 weeks.
That's Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting. 6 weeks after the Indian government imposed a partial clampdown in Kashmir, the country's Supreme Court is directing authorities to make the very best endeavor to return to normal life in the disputed Himalayan region. The judges also ask the Indian government to ensure smooth functioning of schools, hospitals, and public transport. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
best music. Today, the voice of America. The